This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 107 for Monday, October 21st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Monday morning, supported by gains in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are up, while European rapeseed was mostly higher. Crude oil is rising another $1 US per barrel due to tensions between Israel and Iran. The Canadian dollar is down 2/10 of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The Bank of Canada is expected to announce it will cut its key interest rate by 50 basis points on Wednesday. The January canola contract is up $7 per ton at $631.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all making small gains. Above-average temperatures and light rains are forecast for the U.S. Midwest over the next 7 days. Harvest progress for the U.S. corn crop was expected to reach the 60% completion mark due to the dry and warm conditions. Ag Rural said Brazil's first corn crop was 48% planted as of October 17th. The Korea Feed Association in South Korea purchased 65,000 tons of animal feed corn from the U.S. Iran issued a tender to purchase up to 120,000 tons of feed corn and feed barley each. The December corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.10. Dry and warm conditions in the U.S. Midwest will provide little rain for the Mississippi River and others, which would enable more vessels to ship grain. Harvest progress for the U.S. soybean crop is expected to surpass the 80% completion mark over the weekend. Soybean planting in Brazil was up to 18% complete as of October 17th, up 8 points from the previous week, but below last year's pace of 30%. The November soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.80. While some rains fell on western Kansas, Colorado, and central Nebraska, hard red winter wheat areas in the U.S. remain dry for the most part. Southern Russia, eastern Ukraine, and western Kazakhstan all received some rain, but the forecast remains hot and dry. Russia's wheat export tax has risen to more than 2,100 rubles, or the equivalent of $22 U.S. per ton, for the week of October 23rd to 29th, 60% higher than 2 weeks ago. France Agribert said the country's soft wheat crop was 10% planted as of October 14th. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, October 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.